You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're so glad you're tuning to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you have been facing this weekend, it's about time for your miracle radio broadcast. Please tag and share those of you that are on Cypress audience. Please, those of you that are listening by the way of the radio WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the rest of the stations that will call, please let them know. Call them, let them know. Turn on your radio. The best radio station is in Brevard County right now. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what's going on, it's about time for your miracle. I want you to know you're not in nothing that God cannot bring you out of. You're not going through nothing that God will leave you in. You're coming out. You're already out. You just got to know that God is on your side. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because guess what? Again, you are in the middle of your miracle. Things are going to turn around. Things will turn around. Just hold your head up high. Come on, come on, come on through it, because God is still on the throne and he's able to do what? Bring you out. He's able to heal, deliver, and set free. You're tune in this morning again to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where the host today is yours, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I want to give God the glory. I want to give God the praise for what he's done and for what he's getting ready to do. You must know this. You're not in nothing that God cannot bring you out of. You're not going through nothing, come on, that God won't see you through. Come on. Oh, praise our God. Somebody ought to give God praise. Somebody ought to give God the glory again. Come on. Tag and share. Come on with me. Come on with me. You stay with me, I'll stay with you for 1 hour. Listen, I want to give God glory and honor again. Amen. For those of you that will be joining us on the radio broadcast, and those that you are on already listening to us, thank God for you. Thank God for you and on Cypress audience as well. I want to say good morning to all of you. Good morning, Evangelist Mara. Good morning. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Come on. I want you to know today, again, there's no situation that you're facing that God cannot bring you out of. There's no situation that you're in that God can keep you in until he deliver you. Your mind, he'll keep your mind, he'll keep your heart in tune. Oh God, you just gotta know that God is with you. Praise our God. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins, Evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We want to give a shout out to our church mother, Mother Brown. Amen. God bless you. Amen. To all our evangelists there. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. We thank God for you, you and you, Evangelist Victoria. Thank God for you, Evangelist Morrow. Praise God. We thank God for you, Evangelist Harvey, Evangelist Blackman. Thank God. We thank God for all of you. Amen. To our prophetess, Prophetess Rita Wright, God bless you. Amen. To Prophetess Gathers, God bless you. To the whole entire congregation of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, we thank God for you this morning. Amen. We want you to be of good courage. We want you to hold your head up high, because our God is still on the throne. And there is nothing, again, that you're in that God cannot bring you out of. You must know this without a shadow of a doubt. Come on, because he said when you walk through the waters, you won't drown. Come on here. And when you go through the fire, you won't burn. Praise our God. He's there yet with you. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Praise our God. Listen, I want to thank God for all of you. Amen. All of you. Few announcements. I want to let you know we thank God for you coming and being with us. Amen. At the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. And also we want to thank God for Prophetess Moses. Amen. Praise our God. Carissa Moses, Pastor Jamal, Moses, amen. Our extended church family, amen. Dalton, Alabama, amen. We thank God. Delville and Radical Believers, amen. Hallelujah. They were here with us this weekend. Praise God. And what a time we had in services on yesterday. Those of you that were in service, those that you was watching, or you knew, you heard in the man of God speak, amen, hallelujah, about blind Bartimaeus, cast away your garment, amen, hallelujah, arise, because he calleth for thee, amen. God moved so profound in the services there on yesterday. I want you to know we thank God for you coming and being with us again, my son, my daughter. Amen. God bless you all in the church, Radical Believers, all the way from Delville, Alabama. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, you and you. Amen. As they journey back home, we pray safe journey, travelers, grace and mercy. We're over them right now. Amen. I want to thank all of you. Praise our God. I hadn't been in here for a while, couple of weeks here. I want to thank God for all of you that have already tuned into the radio broadcast last week, listening. Amen. Thank God for you. We were in a revival. I'm telling you, God moved so great. I got to say it again. God moved so great. We was in revival in Fort Pierce. Amen. For 3 nights, God moved there mightily. I'm telling you, the power of God felt like rain. Things were shifted. People's lives was changed. People were set free right there in Fort Pierce. Amen. Stay tuned. Coming back real soon. Stay tuned. Coming back real soon. Where? To Fort Pierce. Hallelujah. We want to send a God bless you. Good God bless you. Shout out to Overseer Claritha McNear. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we want to send that good God bless you. Shout out to Timothy, Pastor Timothy McNear. Amen. We host the revival. They was the host of the revival right there in, hallelujah, right there in Fort Pierce. God moved. I want you to know he moved so till we had a glorious time. I'm telling you, we are looking forward to coming back real soon. Stay tuned because we'll be back soon in the move of God. In Fort Pierce. So you'll be able to, those of you that are listening, you'll be able to tell them, those of you that were there, you'll be able to tell them, oh, we can't miss this. We'll be back for a whole week. Stay tuned. I'll let you know real soon. Hallelujah. We'll be back there. Amen. Hallelujah. At the house of God. Hallelujah. Pentecost house of God. Hallelujah. We'll be right there. Amen. God is going to move in Fort Pierce. Again, we're looking to see you. Amen. We want to thank God for you. Amen. And we want to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved families, those that have gone through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolence to you. Amen. Sister Lisa Mitchell, we're praying for you. Amen. Praying that God will see you through. Amen. In the passing of her grandson. Amen. We want to let you know in the whole entire Mitchell family, we send in our prayers and our thoughts with you. And to the Grayson family, which is my sister, my God sister, we want to send out our condolence to Shell, hallelujah, Kurt, and the family in the passing, and to the family in the passing of their mom, amen, and my sister Queen, amen, hallelujah, which is her sister. We want to send out our condolence, amen, to the whole entire Grayson family, amen, that God would see you through in the passing of Ellen, we call her sister too, amen, hallelujah, passing, in her passing, which was our funeralized on Saturday. Amen. The homegoing service for her was on Saturday. And we want to thank all of you that came out and threw your arms around this family. Amen. And to let this family know at that this time that God is with them. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your cup of dishes. Thank you for just stopping in and calling, texting, however you contact this family and throw your arms around them. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And they will thank you. Excuse me. Later at a formal matter. They would thank you later. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is with you. Amen. I want you to know, don't be dismayed again. Come on. Hallelujah. We are in this and we're coming out of this. We came through some stuff and you're going to come through what you're in right now. Because guess what? He's still on the throne. Do not let the enemy tell you that God is not on the throne and he's not going to bring you out. You're not going to come through. You're coming through. You're coming out. Come on. All you got to do is hold your head up high. All you got to do, hallelujah, praise our God, is continue to give God praise, give God thanks in the midst of it all. And we want to say to all of you that is had a birthday or will have a birthday this month, happy birthday to you all. Happy anniversary to you all. Amen. Those of you that are having anniversaries, we pray many, many more for you and birthday celebrations. God bless you. Bless you. Again, we want to just let you know, in the midst of what we're in, God won't leave you. In the midst of what we're in, God won't forsake you. In the midst of what you're in, God will see you through. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt. It's got to be in your spirit that the God you serve is able to do exceeding abundant all you think or ask. Praise the name of Jesus. I want you to know today that God will do it. And we're going to go to the Word of God. Amen. We're going to go to the Word of God. I want to go to Romans. Amen. Just talk for a minute. Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse. And it says right here, we're going to lift this verse right up here in your hearing. Praise the name of God. And it says right there, and we know that all things work. And we know that all things work. Listen. And we know that all things work together. Ooh, my goodness. Work together for the good of them that what love the Lord. You love him. Oh, you love him. It's working for your good. Oh, you're going through, but it's working for your good. Oh, you don't understand, but it's working together for your good. Again, and we know that all things work together. Come on here. Hallelujah. So that means the good is working with the bad. The bad is working with the good because it's working together for our good. It's going to come out for our good. The bad situation that you're facing, that you think you're facing, that you think you ain't going to come out, that you think it's going to overtake you, it's not going to overtake you because guess what? It's working together for your good according to Romans 4 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that will love the Lord. Our God. God is in the midst of this. God is handling this. So it's going to work. Come on. It's going to work for your good. It's not going to work against you. It's going to work for you because you love the Lord, according to what the scripture says here. Amen. Hallelujah. To them. Come on. Hallelujah. Who are called. Come on. To them who are called. You are called. Come on. You are called to go through that. You are called to stay there. You are called to stay in this because it's going to work for your good. It's going to turn around in your favor because God is with you. You love God. It said to them that are called according to what? His purpose. Oh my goodness, y'all hear me this morning. There's a purpose in the plan in the situation that you're in. Hallelujah. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good, but it's a purpose. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because God is going to do what? See you through. God is going to do what? Bring you out. Come on. God is going to do what? Make a way out of no way. Come on. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Come on here. God have called you to go through this. God have ordained you to go through this. God have sustained you to go through this. God have equipped you to go through this. All you got to do is what? Just go through. You don't have to complain. You don't have to cry. You don't have to mumble. You just go through. Come on. You just go through. And what you say, Apostle, he called you to go through this because it's according to his purpose. God got a plan. God's got a plan in the midst of you going through this. Oh, God's got a purpose. Are you going through the midst of this? You don't understand it. You can't see it. Come on here. You can't feel it. Come on here. You don't know how to come out of it. But just follow the plan. Follow the purpose of God, because this is working for your good. This is working for your good in the midst of what you in. Our God is going to show himself in the midst of what you're in. He's going to reveal, hallelujah, his hand, his voice is going to be heard. His glory is going to be revealed in the midst of what you're in. And we know, come on, what do I know? I know God's going to bring me out. What do I know? God is able. What do I know? He's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changes not. What do I know? Come on here. In this plan, what do I know? It's working. It's working. It's working. It's not working against me, but it's working for me. And we know that all things work together. Come on here. Whether you're going through sickness, it's working for your good. Whether you're going through financial situations, it's working together for your good. Whether you're going through marital problems, whether you're going through family situations, all things that you're getting ready to go through and you're going through is working together for your good. Somebody hear me out the other day. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer, because it's working for your good. Right now, you don't understand it. Right now, come on, you're about to say, I'm about to give up. Hold up before you give up. Wait a minute before you throw in the towel. This thing is working together for your good. Oh, God help me. I feel it. I feel it. It's working together for your good. Come on, because there's a purpose in the midst of what you're in. There's a purpose in the midst of what you're getting ready to come out of. It's working. It's working. Come on here. Oh, my God. The bad is not working more than the good. The good. Come on here. The good is working more than the bad, because it's working for your good. And he's getting ready to do what? Bring you out. He's getting ready to what? Hallelujah. While you're yet in there, he's comforting you. While you're yet in there, he's strengthening you. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we never had rain in our life, come on, we would never know how to appreciate the sunshine. Come on, hallelujah. If we never had sunshine in our life, we would never know how to appreciate the rain in our life. Come on, hallelujah. I'm reminded what Paul said. Come on, I'll remind what he said. Come on here. Except we all abide in the ship. Come on here. And it says none shall be lost. Because guess what? This is working for your good. You ain't going to get lost in the midst of it. Come on. You ain't going to be overtaken in the midst of it. Come on, somebody out there. You ain't, hallelujah. The enemy ain't going to be glorified in the midst of what you in. Because it's working together for your good. You're not going to be misunderstood, because it's working together for your good. You're not going to be a laughing stock, because it's working together for your good. I want somebody, come on here, Evangelist Mara. We're going to come through this because God is working it on our behalf. Listen, it ain't your neighbor working it out. It ain't your family member working it out. Come on. God is working it out. Come on here. God is bringing you in. God is bringing you out of it. Come on here. You know why it's working together for your good, Evangelist Harvey? Because see, I'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You know it's why I working for your good. Hallelujah. Because God is still on the throne. It's working together for our good, because he promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised us in his word, come on here, that he's able, come on, to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. Is working together for your good. You might not understand, mother. You might not understand, father. You might not understand, sister or brother. But this thing is working. This situation is working together for your good, because God's got a plan. And he's got purpose in it. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. That's why he said, let the weak say I'm stronger. And that's why he said, let the oppressed say I've been set free. Because this thing is working together for your good. And when the enemy come in like a flood, the Lord will lift us, stand it up. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. Because it's working together for your good. Let the record show her. Let the record show her. Let the record show her that our God is who he say he is. He's a man of his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you got to tell the devil, get up off me. Because guess what? This is working together for my good. You got to tell that devil, come on here. Hallelujah. I will not be swayed to the left. Move to the left. I'll be swayed to the right. What you gonna do? I'm gonna stand still because it's working together for my good. And I'm gonna see the salvation of the Lord because it's working together for my good. Hallelujah. Because there's a purpose. There's a plan in the situation that I'm in right now. You may not understand it while I'm going through this, but all I know is working together for my good. Hallelujah to God. It don't feel good, but it's working together for your good. Oh my God. I'm gonna say that again. It don't feel good, but it's working together for your good. Hallelujah. So guess what? You're more than a conqueror in the midst of it while you yet going through it. You are a conqueror because guess what? It's working together for your good. And we know that it's working. I know that it's working. It's not working against me, but it's working for me. Hallelujah. It's working together for what? Your good. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say it's working together for my good. Come on. Somebody need to give God some praise about it. Somebody need to give God some glory about it because he's working it out for your good on your behalf because he got a plan. He got purpose behind this. Come on here. He got purpose. Come on here. Behind that little situation. Excuse me. That you're in. He's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. All you got to do is continue to give God praise because he's come on here. He's coming through. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that he's still on the throne. He's working together for your good. I want you to know today that you're never alone. It's working together for your good. When you're going through the trials, the tests, and the tribulations, hallelujah, it's working together for your good. God is turning it around. God is bringing you through. God is bringing you out because it's working together for your good. Hallelujah. Do not be dismayed. Hallelujah. Because God will do what? Take care of you. Hallelujah. It's working together for your good. You say, Apostle, I'm doing all I can. I'm saying all I know what to say. Keep saying what you know what to say. What do you know what to say? Hallelujah. I give God praise. I give God glory. I give God honor. Keep lifting him up in spirit and truth because it's working together for your good. Hallelujah. Because it's a purpose that God has for you in the midst of what you in. Hallelujah to God. Don't you faint. Don't you give up. Don't you give out. Don't you give in. Because guess what? He that endureth to the end shall be saved. God's got a plan and he's got a purpose in the midst of what we're in. This thing is not going to overtake you. This thing is not going to destroy your mind. This thing is not going to take your joy. It's not going to take your peace because it's working together for your good. It was designed. It was designed. Come on here. It was designed for a purpose in your life. Everything you're going through right now, it was designed for a purpose according to the scripture in your life. And guess what? You never heard me say nothing about Satan till now. Satan can't even touch it because it was already designed. The purpose was already designed. Satan cannot mess up the plan of God. He could try to throw things at you, but he can't mess up the plans of God. And we know that it's working together for my good. So guess what? The good outweighs what Satan is doing. Hallelujah. The good outweighs. Y'all better hear me today. The good outweighs. So you've got to tell that devil, get up off me. Oh, hallelujah. Get up off my mind. Get up off my body. Come on, get up off my finances. Get up off my children, my husband, and my wife. Get up off me because it's working together for my good. You got to let the devil know that I am more than a conqueror. You got to let the devil know that this thing you trying to come up against me with, it ain't going to prosper. Come on here. It ain't going to work. Come on here. Because God has a plan and a purpose for my life. And I know this thing is working together for my good. Hallelujah to God. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's not working against you, but it's working. It's working. It's working for you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in here. And we know that all things, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Hallelujah. Again, no weapon that form against us shall prosper, in every tongue that rise up against us. Come on here. God, he's working together for your good. God has worked it out. Come on here. All you got to do is go through it. All you got to do is praise him. All you got to do is magnify him. All you got to do is lift them up. Uh-oh. All you got to do is lift them up. Hallelujah. Because he is the Lion of Judah. Oh, my God. All you got to do is lift them up, because he is Jehovah Shabbat. He's working together for your good. He is Jehovah Shalom. God, the Prince of Peace, Sister Arlene. Oh, God, he's who he is. This thing is working together for your good. Somebody need to lose it. Somebody need to lose it. Lose worryation. Lose fear. Lose doubt. Because this thing working is working. It's working for your good. Oh, it's working for my good. I don't understand it, but it's working for my good. I give God praise. Because if you praise him, hallelujah, the King of Glory gonna come in. And who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Ah, Raboshia. The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody big enough. Ain't nobody bad enough. Ain't nobody round enough. Come on here. That can do what God can do. That's why it's working together for your good. Hallelujah. Dry your tears up. Hold your head up high. And come on through this thing. Because it's working together for your good. Yes, the glory of the Lord is so. The glory of the Lord surrounds you while you're going through it. He's keeping you because it's working. It's working for your good. Excuse me. It's working for your good, my brother. It's working for your good, my sister. It's working together for your good, father. It's working together for your good, mother. Come on here. The enemy wants to discredit God. But I stopped by this radio station, WWBC 1510, on your AM dial to tell you, to tell that devil, get up off you. Come on here. Get up off your thoughts. Get up off your body. Get up off you. Because God is who he say he is, and is working together for your good. It's working together for your good. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. Hold your head up. Be of good courage. Come on. Arise. For he calleth for thee. He's calling for you now. Hallelujah. Not only is he calling for you, according to what he told you, he said, Simon, Simon, I pray for you. Come on. I pray for you that your faith fail you not while you yet going through this. Come on here. You got to tell that devil, this is working together for my good. You trying to disencourage me. You trying to make me hold my head down. I'm not glorifying the enemy. I'm just pointing out some things that he tries to do to discredit God. But this is working together for your good, according to Romans 4 and 28. And we know. Oh, my God. And we know Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that what love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Now, God called you to go through that. Oh, my God. Even this blow, God called you to go through that. Come on here. Hallelujah. God designed, Sister Arlene, that you go through that. God orchestrated it. Come on here. Evangelist Harvey, because he has a plan and he has a purpose in the midst of what we're in. Oh, my God. I'm about to jump up from out this chair today. Come on here. This is working together for your good. Hallelujah. It was tailor-made. It was tailor-made for you. Come on. It was tailor-made for you, Michael. It was tailor-made for you. Come on. This thing we're in was tailor-made for you. Why? Because God knows the ends. He knows the out of it. Come on here. And if that's smart, he know how long you're going to be in there. We think we're in there a long time. He know how long he's going to allow you to be in there. Because guess what? He's in there with you. And oh, my God, Jesus. And we know. What do we know? It's working together for my good. What do we know? Come on here. God gonna bring us out. What do we know? What do we know? We know what his word says. Get up off me, Satan. You can't make me doubt God. You can't make me fix my mouth to say anything else about God. Hallelujah. I got a Job spirit on me. Come on. I got a Job spirit on me. Come on here. I won't charge God foolish. Come on here. Oh, my God, because it's working together for my good. It's working together for my good. It's working. It's knitting. It's shaping. Oh, my God. The good is really shaping and working all the bad into good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got to be of good courage, saints of God. You got to listen. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Because guess what? God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Whether I stop believing him or you stop believing him, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. I just.